All right, for this afternoon, we are going to head to the charms and marvels of small town Ontario, dotted with those beautiful maple trees, churches, hotels. Today, Orillia. We're going to head to the Leacock Museum National Historic Site set along the beautiful shores of Lake Couchiching. And here to tell us a little bit about the museum, the Leacock Museum, is Amanda Marino, the Experience Development Officer. Good afternoon. Welcome to the Jukebox.
Good afternoon. How are you?
Doing terrific. Great to have you. Yeah. How are things in Orillia?
Oh, things are great here. It's a little bit colder than I would expect, but it's still beautiful over here.
A little similar to Collingwood. You get hitched as part of that snow belt.
Exactly.
Yeah. Well, I'm so excited to hear about what you're doing. 50 years now, over 50 years, the Leacock Museum has been welcoming visitors, tourists. Tell us a little bit about the museum's Boating Old Brewery Bay Launch. Tickets are now available for that.
Of course. So exciting. Yep. The newest exhibit set to open at the Leacock Museum is called Boating Old Brewery Bay, and it will be inside the historic boathouse on the property. So through this exhibit, guests will be able to experience Leacock's love of Lake Couchiching and some of his own boating treasures, which is super exciting. We also have photographs from world-renowned photographer Yusuf Karsh on display, and you'll understand the inspiration behind some of Leacock's most famous stories. And to celebrate that, we actually have an opening this Saturday, May 20th, with two different associations, the Orillia Heritage Center and the Wooden Canoe Heritage Association. And they'll be joining us to showcase historic boats and canoes and model ships. And we'll have lots of activities for kids in all of ages.
Now, some of those historic boats, canoes, were used in some of the works of Stephen Leacock. He had a very special affinity with Orillia. He immortalized the town, all of Ontario's small towns, of course, with mythical Mariposa in that bestseller, Sunshine Sketches of a Little Town. Can you tell us a little bit about his special connection with Orillia and how you're bringing that to life at this museum?
Of course, yeah. So while we were searching through our collection, we found lots of really funny stories about Leacock's love of Lake Couchiching. He had quite a few boats that actually sank, even though he was quite the experienced sailor, having grown up in kind of lake country as well.
So
we do have one of his sailboats, parts of it, on display in the exhibit.
Oh, nice.
He took inspiration from some of the biggest sinkings in Lake Couchiching, so we do have information on those boats as well, boats like the Islay and the Longford.
Terrific. Now, you haven't forgotten about our little ones, of course. Activities for children there, paddling, canoe seat weaving, and other demonstrations. Can you give us a little teaser for anyone wanting to bring their children, grandchildren along?
Of course, yes. So we do have activities for children. We have a craft table that will be going on inside the museum. And we also have demonstrations. We have a paddling demonstration. It's actually a paddling dance, which will be very interesting. We'll have a birch bark canoe, and you'll see how that's made in the traditional way. We also have seat weaving and lots of other things for kids to come and see. We also have a storyteller that will be telling the sinking of the Mariposa Belle, which is a very famous part of one of Leacock's stories. So kids should enjoy that, I think.
Absolutely. Terrific. And your storyteller, I see, is Tim Greenwood.
Yes.
Wonderful. Well, it just sounds like the perfect day for a stroll. Enjoy the summer, the beautiful colors of spring, summer, any time of the year.
Yes.
Amazing views of Lake Couchiching also. So I wish you much luck and a great exhibition coming up for all these terrific events you're doing to recreate this great storyteller's life.
Thank you so much. We're very excited to introduce the boathouse again and have people come and visit it for the first time in a while. So,
all right. I see general admission, $10. Youth, only $5. Wow, what a deal. And children under 3 are free. Terrific.
Yeah, and you can find those tickets on leacockmuseum.ca, or you can buy them at the door on the day of.
Leacockmuseum.ca. All right. Is there also a phone number? Some of our listeners could get more information.
Yeah, of course.
I think it's right here, 705-329-1000. 1908.
That's it. Thank you so much.
Oh, okay. No worries. That's what we're here for. 705-329-1908. I'm sure you have a lot on your plate to get all these activities going up and running. Thank you, Amanda. Thanks for joining us and letting us know about all this excitement. Head out to Lake Kuchiching, get your tickets, go on some of those ghost walks, bring your children, grandchildren along for some great paddling, demonstration, storytelling. This is truly a great feat.
Thank you very much.
Thank you for joining us. All the best, Amanda. Bye-bye.
Thank you. You as well. Bye.